Montreal. Air Canada is proceeding more cautiously on growth plans this year, despite sturdy profits and strong bookings last quarter as its post-pandemic recovery continues. The country's biggest airline aims to boost flight capacity by 6% to 8%, below analysts' expectations of a 10% increase. This is reasonable for us as we continue to see industry supply chain pressures and other constraining factors, said head of network planning Mark Gallardo on a conference call with analysts Friday. Those pressures may include production delays at Boeing Company and Airbus SE, with at least one Air Canada plane delivery this year pushed back to 2025. The carrier's brake-tapping means it won't exceed 2019 capacity levels until 2025, 5 years after the COVID-19 pandemic first hammered the travel industry. The slowdown also suggests the rapid expansion in leisure routes may be scaling back, said RBC Capital Markets analyst Walter Spracklin. Air Canada shares fell $1.42 or more than 7% to $17.84 in early afternoon trading Friday. Nonetheless, short-term demand remains steady, with advance bookings up 6% year-over-year in the fourth quarter. Air Canada earned nearly 10% higher year-over-year profits even as it strained to keep a lid on cost increases that have plagued the industry. More flights and higher fares on international trips, particularly over the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, drove a 12% rise in passenger revenues last quarter versus a year earlier, said CEO Michael Rousseau. He called the full year very successful, as net income over 12 months swung to a profit of $2.28 billion from a $1.70 billion loss in 2022. Adjusted earnings of $521 million in the fourth quarter marked a 34% jump, though that figure fell below consensus expectations of $548 million, according to financial markets data firm Refinitiv. Some of that shortfall stemmed from a 21% increase in quarterly labor costs that arose from employing 3,200 more workers as of December 31 than at the start of the year, as well as from wage inflation and profit sharing, said Chief Financial Officer John D. Burt. Greater costs comprise much of the uncertainty facing Air Canada this year. A new agreement with its 4,500 pilots now under negotiation is poised to hike wages by a yet-to-be-determined amount. Customer compensation rules currently being drafted are also among the net headwinds, set to blow against profit margins, as are likely hikes to airport fees, DeBert said. Air Canada forecast a rise of 2.5% to 4.5% in cost per available seat mile, a key metric that gauges efficiency, following a 4.1% increase last year. Costs are coming in notably higher than what had been expected previously, Spracklin said. In spite of softer growth plans, the company boosted its adjusted earnings outlook for 2024 to between $3.7 billion and $4.2 billion from $3.5 billion to $4 billion previously. That means profits will hinge even more on pricier fares, which we see at risk, Spracklin said. Competition is another area to watch, as Porter Airlines, Flair Airlines and Lynx Air strive to carry out ambitious expansions. However, press reports this week have suggested that Flair and Lynx, both of which we suspect are financially struggling, may be in merger talks, said National Bank analyst Cameron Dorkson. An acquisition would likely reduce growth in the discount air travel market, Dorkson said. That would be welcome news for, concerned, Air Canada investors, which already goes head-to-head with Flair and Lynx on routes amounting to 28% of its domestic capacity this quarter, he added. On Friday, Air Canada reported that net income rose to $184 million in the airline's fourth quarter from $168 million a year earlier. Operating revenue rose 11% to $5.18 billion in the 3 months ended December 31 from $4.68 billion in the same period in 2022. Fourth quarter operating capacity increased 9% compared with the year before, the Montreal-based company said. Operating expenses jumped 8% due partly to higher costs that reflected the greater traffic, somewhat offset by lower jet fuel prices. On an adjusted basis, Air Canada lost 12 cents per diluted share in its latest quarter, compared with an adjusted loss of 61 cents per diluted share a year earlier. The result notched below analyst expectations of an adjusted loss of 4 cents per share, according to Refinitiv. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 16, 2024. Companies in this story: TSX, AC, Christopher Reynolds, The Canadian Press.